You also reported earlier this year on a COVID relief fund that Reach had established. Can you tell us a little bit about how that's worked out so far?
Well, yes. As I mentioned, COVID-19 may have delayed the start of this construction project, but it also drove Reach Riverside leaders into an expansion of other services to provide to residents of the area. The relief fund was the centerpiece of this effort. Now, the organization solicited funds from individuals and groups that have supported the revitalization, and they raised enough money to distribute $285,000 to 244 families who are now living in Wilmington Housing Authority units. The families received $250 a month placed on debit cards for up to 5 months. And now this was a big help for those families in buying things like diapers, cleaning products, and clothing. Now keep in mind, the beneficiaries here were people who were usually unemployed or underemployed, and the relief fund started making distributions before any of that federal emergency funding relating to the pandemic kicked in. Now, in addition to the relief fund, Reach Riverside provided help in several other ways to residents of the community. They handed out free face masks. They arranged COVID-19 testing. They distributed more than 400 laptop computers, and not to mention some household supplies and more than 15,000 free meals.